An advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration is recommending that the agency okay a drug that can add a couple of inches in height to children who are short but healthy. As NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, the suggestion highlights the question of whether shortness is a medical problem.
Dr. Lynn Levitsky sees a lot of very short children. She's head of the Pediatric Endocrinology Unit at Massachusetts General Hospital. Many of the children are short because they don't produce enough growth hormone, but some have normal growth hormone levels. Their parents are short and want their children to grow taller with the help of growth hormone. Levitsky has a question for those parents.
I look at them and I say, well, has your life been bad? And I try to encourage them to not use treatment to improve their child's lives, because when you turn a normal state into a disease by giving a child a medicine, that may also affect the way they think about themselves.
Growth hormone has been around for decades for children with genetic defects that lead to low hormone levels, and there have been few major side effects. Some doctors also prescribe it for very short children who have normal growth hormone levels. Levitsky says with especially short children, she'll prescribe the drug, but she doesn't expect miracles.
The studies have shown maybe 2 inches, maybe a little bit more. It is not a huge amount. Families who come in worried that their child is not going to be able to participate in basketball cannot leave assured that their child will become tall enough.
Levitsky says the treatment isn't easy.
The child needs to get an injection. It's a subcutaneous injection under the skin, like getting a shot of insulin, but it needs to be given once a day for as many years as the child wishes to keep growing. So it's a long-term commitment.
It's also expensive, $20,000 a year or more. Lilly applied to the Food and Drug Administration for permission to expand its marketing of growth hormone to healthy short children with normal levels of the hormone. The company promised to strictly limit its distribution. Their definition of short? Girls whose x-rays suggest they won't grow taller than 4'11", and boys who aren't expected to grow taller than 5'3". Dr. Charmian Quigley is a pediatric endocrinologist who works for Lilly.
These children have not had the same access to safe and effective treatment as those with other growth disorders, just simply because we in medical science haven't yet advanced our knowledge well enough to understand what the basis of their condition is.
Some doctors say the drug's benefit is cosmetic, not medical. Lilly's Quigley disagrees.
I suspect that if you asked an individual who is living with significant short stature and has chosen to receive treatment for that short stature, that they would not agree with that perspective.
Levitsky would like to know whether adding a couple of inches to a short child will actually change that child's life.
There are some fairly good small research studies, some of which suggest that it does help children, some of which suggest that it doesn't. But I think we really need to look at this picture and see whether this is a reasonable thing to do in terms of long-term life outcome. I don't think we really know that yet.
Levitsky says she has a daughter who's a 4'11 doctor and is doing just fine. The FDA will now consider whether to approve the drug for children with normal growth hormone levels. The agency generally follows its committee's recommendations. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.